So it's not fair that the girls get the boot scoot and all that jazz, right? We can't do a little hop, bop, bebop, or whatever that is. Hey, baptism ought to be a party, guys. I'm just throwing it out there, right? It's not a solemn experience. It's a pretty big celebration, I'm not going to lie. So, thought maybe we should, it might be a reference to how full we filled the tub today, too. Splish, splash. Our sound equipment's going to take a bath. We'll see what happens, you know what I mean? It's all going to burn anyhow. Unless it's soaked in water, then it won't burn. But anyways, it's going to be great. Super excited about baptism this morning, and we're going to spend the majority of our time, because I know some of you were hoping for a long, boring sermon about baptism. Probably not going to happen. How about a short, boring sermon about baptism? Baptism, yeah! Baptism is super epic because of this crazy word, resurrecting, right? Because baptism is this amazing symbolism of death into life, that the resurrecting king takes us from the land of death and suffering into life, right? We're dead in our sins and our transgressions, scripture says to us, but we're made alive in Christ. And his resurrection, scripture says, is this first fruits and promise of what is to come for those of us who are in Christ. So baptism has this amazing symbolism of being drawn down into the water as though buried into death, but brought up into life, right? This word here, this anastasis word in the Greek, literally means to rise up. Resurrecting is to rise up. The baptizo word is to be baptized, right? To be immersed in this water, but to resurrect and to rise up into life. And that's the symbolism behind what baptism represents. Scripture says to us here in Romans 6:3, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Not only is this symbolic, but it ties us and it connects us to Jesus himself who was baptized, right? He did it. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords was himself baptized in obedience to God and raised up from the water. And then in Romans 6:4, it goes on to say, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Baptism is this proclamation and celebration of having been dead in our sins, but through confession and calling on the name of Jesus, we become those who experience the resurrection from eternal death into eternal life through Jesus. That's the beauty of baptism. It has kind of these three big word ideas, right? Confession, profession, and publication. Okay, we'll go with ing. That's probably why I put the ing, right? Confessing, professing, and publicizing. Three big words, but here's really what it means. We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, right? And we confess our sins to him, and he cleanses us and makes us right with God. And we profess that he is our Savior. We say with our mouth, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. That's a profession of faith. And baptism is literally a public spectacle of the culmination of those two things that we're saying to the world around us, hey, I'm following Jesus. Do you know that in many cultures, they don't buy into the idea that you're a Christian until you get immersed in the water and you rise up in obedience and baptism? That baptism is the symbol that gets you in trouble in nations where Christianity is outlawed. You can say you follow Jesus, you can say some things, and you can verbalize some things, but when they see the action, they say, whoa, okay, that's a disciple, that's a follower of Jesus, off with your head, or whatever consequence comes, right? Because there's some big consequences in some places that aren't America for following Jesus. So this morning, we have about 7 people who are gonna come and be baptized. If there's somebody else who wants to get baptized, you know, just get in line, it's totally cool. Hope you brought a change of clothes. If you didn't, no big deal. But you don't have to do anything super special to get baptized. You don't have to take an amazing class or pass the 17-point quiz. We're going to do it live, so it'll be fine for those of you who are coming up. Don't worry. A little bit of stress. Just kidding. There's no test. There's just confession and profession that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of your life, and you want to get baptized in obedience to him. And so we do that and we celebrate that together. We're going to do something really kind of fun this morning because Corey Burkhardt has been messing with my mind on all kinds of crazy ways we can do baptism and make things fun and exciting, which is cool because for thousands of years, the boring baptism way has been a way to do it. But we're going to add it up a little. I'm just kidding. It's been awesome for 2,000 years. But we're going to add something really fun this morning. For everybody who's being baptized, Corey has diligently been digging into her historical records and linguistic skills to be able to pick out the name of the person being baptized, their first and middle name, and what those names represent and what they mean, and a statement kind of blessing over their life through Scripture. And so she's going to get to read those, even if she doesn't know she is. She's going to get to read all those over every person after we baptize and pray over them. So that's going to be kind of fun. So I thought it'd be kind of cool if we started with somebody like your own kid. That'd be kind of cool, right? Well, hey, you know what? I gotta have Krikor join me. You can't hold your brother under the water. That's not fair, Evie. I know you want to. It's a great idea. So Krikor's gonna come up here and join me, and he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. I get this side because of the mic, so you get the wet side. That's how that's gonna work, man.
Thanks.
That's gonna work great. So we have some towels and all that good stuff. But Corey, do you want to sneak up here and bring Van with you? And we're gonna start off with Van, and then. Good man, got to wear shorts to church, huh? You always get to wear shorts to church, so is it super warm? Oh, that's not bad. I like what you're doing here. This is good. But let's spin around and face those guys too. That's good. I would definitely not want them to see what's about to happen too. So, all right. So we have a tradition here at White Rock. We always start with the tallest guy. So well done, buddy. This is good stuff. So for those of you who can't tell for sure, Van is in the water. We do a little play-by-play here. He's in the water. How's it feeling there? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we do make warm water. I feel like we should do this cold. You know what I mean? Cold would just be so much cooler. So there's a microphone floating around, James. Or do you have it, Corey? Okay, cool. So Van, I got to ask you like two big questions like what we just talked about, this confession, profession stuff. So you have confessed your sins to Jesus and asked him to be the savior of your life. Is that true?
Yes.
And you'd like to get baptized today in obedience to him?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
Fair enough. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do, man. You're going to want to plug that nose because this water is really super clean and hygienic. And this day, Van, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Here we go. Amen. Amen. Scripture says to us in 1 Peter that this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by that resurrection of Jesus. And for those who are baptized, Scripture says you're all children of God through faith. All of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves, just like those towels, clothed yourselves with Christ. It's a pretty cool thing. And that's a pretty cool group of people getting baptized. Really proud of you guys and your stand and your commitment. And we are encouraged as your church family. And we're excited about what God's going to do in the days ahead and how eternity is going to look different because of how you guys walk out what it means to follow Jesus. Pretty awesome stuff. Well, we're going to give you a chance to, we were going to do this outside. That'd have been so fun today, but a little chilly. I don't know if it's warm enough outside, but we're going to give you guys a chance to sneak back to the back doors or maybe even the entryway so that people can greet you and give you a fist bump and say, great job. And I would encourage this, anybody who looks like they're needing a hug, this is the moment. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to pray, but if you guys want to stand up and walk back, maybe just back there by the wood floor, that's probably the safest. And please stop by, fist bump, and, you know, hug these wonderful folks and encourage them in their decision today for baptism. Super excited about all that. And Corey, have a round of applause for Corey and her amazing work today. Thank you, Corey. That was pretty special stuff. Pretty special stuff. That's great. That's great. All right. Well, let's pray and we'll continue to be God's people and rock on out of here. Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for getting to be your church. Thanks for getting to sing together and to share together and to baptize and pray over one another and encourage each other. Thank you for the proclamations of truth Lord, you speak life over all of us, every one of us. And Lord, for those who've never experienced baptism and who are trying to figure out what it means to follow you, Lord, I pray that you'd use this morning to be an encouragement and a drawing to faithfulness in you. For those of us who've been baptized, Lord, maybe we would remember that we were baptized into the name of Jesus. That's who we represent. We're followers of yours. And maybe that will convict our hearts a little bit to maybe be a little more alert and a little more awake and a little more engaged as your followers. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the chance to celebrate together. And thank you for eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we're not trapped in darkness and death, but we are alive and new because of your power. We love you and we praise you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.